This is Cliff Evans. I'll be talking with Danny Murtaugh going in five. Danny Murtaugh, you're rebuilding the Pittsburgh Pirates. Dick Stewart is gone. Dick Rhode is gone. In rebuilding a team, what are you striving for? What are you looking for?
First thing, the ultimate, I think, of any major league manager and also general manager is the eventual winning of a pennant in whatever league he's playing. Last year, we did make a lot of trades, but I would say that every trade we made was thoroughly thought out, Cliff. And the reasoning behind our trades was the fact that we didn't think we had enough capable starting pitchers to win a pennant in our league. And when we found out that some of the pitchers that were available could be had by our ball club, it meant giving up some of our infielders. And then we further analyzed our replacements, and we felt that we had capable replacements in our own organization to replace the men like Grote, Hoke, and also Big Dick Stewart. And that was our reasoning behind the trades, namely that we felt that we needed more depth in our starting pitching department, and the fact that we thought that we had the capable replacements in our own organization for the men that we had to let go.
Well, we're pointing to the opening of the 1963 baseball season. At this point, at this moment, who do you think will be your five starting pitchers?
Well, it would be pretty hard to say right now because we still have the whole spring training to go through, Cliff, and naturally I wouldn't want to select anyone because of the fact that it might make some of the other boys think about it. But I would say that right now some of the inside track is being held by the likes of Bob Friend. We have Big Don Cardwell, whom we acquired from the Cardinals. Schwall from the Red Sox. We have Earl Francis. We have McBean, both big winners for us last year. And I would say that the big man that we have a lot of hopes for this year is Lefty Gibbons. Now, Joe last year was out all year with a bad arm, but this year he's throwing the ball like Gibbon of old. So therefore, I've named six.
You have depth.
We have a little depth there, and I haven't counted on Vernon Law as yet because he's still undergoing that what we call the testing period in spring training, Cliff, and we think that Vern is going to be all right. We hope he is, and so he could be the seventh.
Danny Murtaugh, one of the pitchers that you mentioned, I'm curious. I'm a reporter, which means I'm on the outside looking in, so you take me behind the scenes. You mentioned Al McBean. I remember seeing him last year, spring training, and what suddenly enabled him, for example, to be a first pitcher to win 10 games, to go further and to win 15? Did he develop something? Did he improve as the season went on?
No, I would say that he was a lucky pitcher last year. Lucky in the fact that he got the opportunity to start, Cliff. I don't know whether you realize it or not, but in Alvin's minor league career, he was always a relief pitcher. Now, last year we had a few injuries crop up during spring training, and it necessitated us into looking around for a man that we thought might be able to start. We always knew that McBean had the strong arm, but at times he had a little lack of control in the relieving problems, so therefore we gave him several opportunities to start ball games in Florida, and he did real well, and then we shoved him into the breach during the regular season, and he just did a tremendous job. We found out that the more chances he had of starting and pitching himself out of jams, the less control trouble he had. So therefore, I would say that Alvin was a stroke of luck for our part in the fact that we needed a starting pitcher at that particular time, and we selected him among all our relief men. And the fact that he went out there and did the job himself gives us, I would say, a greater insight into his ability this year.
Well, you have a pitcher here who throughout his minor league career was a starting pitcher. He pitched a no-hit, no-run game, almost had more than one no-hitter in the minor leagues. And I understand, you will tell me whether it's true or not, and this, of course, is Bob Veal. I understand that he may be used as a relief pitcher, which he's never done before.
That's right. You know, we did trade Wyatt Ben. Olivo,
yes.
that name confused me at times,
yes.
And we're looking for a short relief man. Now, we all know that Bob Veal has a tremendous arm. He has a great fastball, he has a good curveball, he has a good change, and we found out after careful study that a lot of times in the minor leagues he would have that one bad inning. So now we feel that he can do the job for us in a short relief term for two or three innings. And then also, once he gets his feet on the ground, because it's rather difficult, Cliff, for a young pitcher to come to the big leagues and make the big noise right away. But we feel that let him relieve and maybe get his feet on the ground, and who knows, he might come back like McBean and becoming a winning starting pitcher.
Each year that you've been managing here, Danny Murtaugh, I feel obliged. I must ask you the obvious question. I hate to ask you this. You're one of my favorite guys, but I must. You won the World Series in 1960. Here we are in 1963. Do you think you can repeat and win the pennant in 1963?
Well, that's pretty hard to predict a pennant, Cliff, in spring training, because so many things go about towards the winning of a pennant. I would say in order to win a pennant in the National League, you have to have an awful lucky club. By lucky club, I mean that we still are undergoing that period where we haven't acquired the deep bench strength, and not only my ball club, but every club in the league, that you need. I say that because of the fact that last year we had to undergo that allotment program in our league and giving up players to the other two ball clubs that just joined us. So therefore, not only my club, but every club in our league is a little weak on bench strength. And I use the word luck because I feel that the club that can keep their starting men in the lineup the greater period of time without injury has the better chance of winning. For example, I'll give you the L.A. club last year. Now, it looked like they were a shoe-in, and they had trouble with Koufax. He hurt his finger and couldn't pitch, and they couldn't reach down and for the lack of depth and get a capable replacement. Now, you take our ball club, for instance. Last year, we finished seven games out, and we had an injury, a fellow named Joe Gibbon. Now, the year before, Joe was the best pitcher on our staff, but last year we only got about two or three wins at him, and we weren't lucky enough to reach down and replace him. So therefore, I would say that our league this year, there's about six or seven clubs capable of winning it. We have a pretty solid and sound league, and it's a closely bunched league, and I would say that the club that has the best luck on the lack of injuries from the starting pitchers and also the starting nine is the club that's going to win it.
But do you think you can make it?
I think we're going to have a pretty good ball club.
Well, no question about that. A pretty good ball club, a pretty good manager. These things sort of complement each other. To you, as always, Danny Murtaugh, all good luck. The name, Danny Murtaugh, occupation manager, one of the better ones, manager of the Pittsburgh Pirates. This is Cliff Evans in Fort Myers, Florida, the spring training camp of the Pittsburgh Pirates.
QED. QED. As a family, all right. Good.